Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication. For us, we understand Jesus as fully God, yet fully human. But sometimes it's easy to forget the second half, or sometimes I think it may be convenient to forget the other half. Because when we see and hear of the things Jesus taught and how he expected great things from us, wanted us to be willing to serve our sisters and brothers. Sometimes it's easy to say, well, it was easy for Jesus. He was God. But Jesus was also fully human. And today in our gospel, we heard the wonderful verse where when Jesus is witnessing Mary and Martha and all the people of the village crying, where we are told that Jesus also wept. Now, in this translation, they used about four words, but in the old King James, it's just two words. What were they?
Jesus wept.
The shortest verse in the New Testament. Jesus wept. The shortest verse, but when it comes to Jesus' humanity, possibly the most profound verse. Because it reminds us that Jesus, though fully God, still had the emotions, still felt the pain, still had empathy for each of us. Whether we do not know exactly why he was crying. Maybe he was crying over the death of his friend Lazarus, even though he knew that soon Lazarus would be, you know, rising from the dead. Maybe he was crying because he felt and saw the pain in Mary and Martha's face. Maybe he was even crying over the misunderstanding of those who have been following him all this time. Or possibly he was crying because of all those things. But we do know that Jesus wept. Jesus felt the same things that we felt. Loved as we are capable of loving, understood what his neighbor was going through, he too was going through. Now, I love this story, this portion of the gospel, because in it, Martha is redeemed. Because so often we think of Mary and Martha, we think of Martha as this nagging sister who's basically complaining to Jesus because Mary isn't helping her. But today we see that Martha, maybe she is a little bit of a nagging sister, but she totally understands who Jesus is. Even his own disciples, who were only concerned that if Jesus went back, that those people in the village who tried to stone him might try to do it again, didn't quite understand what Jesus was about. When Jesus said that he was going to awaken Lazarus, they were thinking, oh, he's just asleep. Why are we even going there? And Jesus had explained to him that Lazarus is dead, and I'm going to show God's glory. And they don't really get it, because as you hear Thomas saying, well, we might as well come along, because if Jesus is going to die, we might as well die with him. They don't quite understand what is happening. And of course, we have the Jews today, or, you know, I always find it a little disturbing how in the Gospel of John, it's always the Jews. Like, we always forget that Jesus also was. But the people of the village, the people who came from Jerusalem to Bethany, they didn't get this. They had seen the miracles because, you know, as they bring up today, well, we've seen him give sight to a blind man. Yet they didn't understand who Jesus truly was. But here we have Martha, who's often given a bad rap, greeting Jesus on the road, saying to him, you know, if you were only here, but still, I believe you can make this right. Martha is the one who calls Jesus the Messiah. Not only does she know Jesus for who he is, she proclaims it. Now, I'm guessing that most of his disciples, a lot of the Jews, we even have heard the stories about how the Pharisees all kind of know who Jesus is, but none of them really want to admit it. Whether it's because they fear persecution, or maybe they are afraid that if they say it out loud, they will be embarrassed. Or possibly in some areas, they may have been afraid for their own lives. Or maybe it's just that part of the brain that even though you know something is real, there is that part, you know it in your heart, but your logic won't let you say it. But Martha, she believes. And even though her brother has been dead for 4 days, still understands that she is in front of Jesus, who is fully man, fully human, fully God, the divine. So humanity, divinity, meeting on the road. And she is a little concerned, though, still about rolling away the tomb. She does have faith in Jesus, but Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, and it's hot. If you ever see, I always love, if you look at the Greek or Russian Orthodox icons, if you always look, there's always off in the corner as, you know, you'll see Lazarus coming out of the grave looking like a mummy. Off in the corner, there's some little guy always holding his nose. Just in case. But as we see today, that Martha's faith is realized. That Jesus glorifies the Father as only the Son can, giving us that pretaste of his own resurrection. I always find later on, of course, it's always easy for us who know the whole story to make judgments. But sometimes as you look at the resurrection, as we read the Passion, the resurrection, stuff like that, we get surprised that the apostles are surprised because he's already shown the impossible. Yet, aren't we all a little bit like that? You know, we know it in our heart who Jesus is, but sometimes we're afraid to share it. Like the Jews, the apostles, and other people in the gospel, sometimes maybe it's because we're afraid of being ridiculed for our beliefs. Maybe we are afraid that if we believe too hard, we're going to be disappointed. Maybe it is just that, you know, our 21st century brain is, you know, fighting with our eternal heart. But But sometimes there is something that keeps us from sharing who God really is, who the Son of God is, to share what we already know. Now, as we continue through our Lenten journey, as we move closer and closer to Jerusalem and to Golgotha, as we come even this much closer to Easter, I encourage you to live by your hearts. To acknowledge what it is that you know to be true. And to be willing to share that with others so that they too may know the wonders of Jesus. This Jesus who loves us so much. The Son of God who has so much compassion, he even weeps over us. So I encourage you to share your belief, your personal knowledge, to allow others to come to know Jesus as well. For that is what we're all called to do, to be like Martha, brave, sometimes tenacious, but above all, faithful.